What's up, college baseball fans? Welcome to another episode of the 11.7 podcast. We are here to preview the weekend, also recap the midweek, and just talk a whole bunch of college baseball. But more importantly, at the end of the episode, we will build live a field of 64 from scratch. No bias, no nothing. We are projecting what we think will happen the rest of the season, and we will, you know, come up with a field of 64. You might not like it. Your feelings might get hurt. I'm sorry. But we're just trying to do our job. And anyways, it's going to be a really fun episode. We will also do our new favorite game that we learned yesterday on Club Bromaha. And if you don't know what Club Bromaha is, it's a live show that Jack and myself do. We try to do it once a week. We just missed like 4 weeks in a row. But it's a lot of fun. I don't know what Dimitri's doing right now on the YouTube. He's using a pen. I don't know. But anyways, that was distracting. But we have a new favorite game. It's called Guess That Mid-Major. And we are going to – the way it works, it's basically like a lottery. You pick any mid-major that you want. Close your eyes. Just think of somebody, whether it's Kennesaw State, Utah Valley. It doesn't matter. And we'll scroll through the RPI and randomly select one. And it's a lot of fun.
Utah Valley, no. It matters. Utah – we don't do Valley schools anymore after that fucking debacle.
No, we do lots of Valley schools.
Oh, we can do whatever we want.
Dimitri is somewhat inebriated right now in Italy. It is late night over there, but he is drinking on 11 Parallel, he says, right? That's the 11 Parallel beer. And, man, he's usually off the hinges already, but we'll try to contain him. But anyways, we want to thank our partners over at Home Field Apparel. Big, big plans for Omaha. Like, we're talking, if everything falls through, huge plans for Omaha. Right now they're saying, like, obviously, like, you can promote the shirts and the website and everything, but they're like, hold off. We're going to have a much bigger and better marketing plan for you guys for the college baseball postseason. So no team of the week right now. If you guys want to look, though, I mean, check out their website, homefieldapparel.com. Our promo code is right there on the YouTube screen. 15% off using our code CWS24. So, like, College World Series 24. Man, they're going to do some big things in the college baseball world here in about 2 weeks. 2 weeks, guys. Anyways, Dimitri, I want you to kick us off, recap the midweek for everybody. We'll make this quick. And then after that, we'll do our weekend series pick 'em. We got our six series ready, lined up, ready to go. And then after that, we'll build our field of 64. So we'll try not to draw out this episode too long, but who knows how long it's going to take.
Beautiful. All right. So for the midweek, honestly, this midweek was so last month. If you know what I mean, if you know, you know. Anyway, nothing really happened this midweek. UC Irvine, big win over San Diego. The Anteater, hey, are they going to host or not? Are they in play? They're definitely in play. I think UC Irvine has a shot. Oregon takes that random-ass midweek over Oregon State after their three-game series. Beaver Ducks 2-2 split on the season. Our boy, the Charlotte, fall five games under 500. They had some promise this year. Not, they just can't quite get over that 500 hump. Not sure what's going on. Our boys at Wilmington, big time win over NC State. I think the CAA is shaping up to be a three bid league with Wilmington, Charleston, and Northeastern, or winner of the tournament plus two of the top teams will get in. I think it's very, very good three bid league. And then Wednesday, if I'm not forgetting anything besides Mississippi State beating Ole Miss. Hey, the dog fans at Hale State, the question is now valid. Are we going to host?
Yeah.
Besides those notes, I don't think there's much else to say about this midweek. Ben, any thought?
Yeah. I mean, if you want, like, brutal honesty, dude, watching the midweeks in May, like late April, early May, it exposes just how, first of all, how much the balls are juiced, right? Like, home runs every inning. The bats are a lot hotter than what we played with, like, in the BB Corps era. This is no longer like the BB Corps era, first of all. The games that are be playing with 20 runs scored, dude, I looked through my whole college career. I never played in a game where a team scored 20 runs. And, like, we're talking about Kyle Lewis playing against Savannah State twice a year. It's crazy how much the numbers have jumped. And yes, I'll say I agree it's good for the game. But to piggyback on top of that, what nobody's talking about, balls are juiced, bats are hot. Dude, college pitching sucks now. Like, it is not. Dude, I'm telling you right now, these are not pitchers anymore.
Play with your chest. Move up to the screen.
I mean, I don't even have to say it with my chest. Like, I'm saying it with my brain. I'm saying it with my eyes.
Move up closer to the camera and say what you really want to say.
I need to mute him. I just muted him.
There we go.
Oh, man. I'll unmute him in a second. But no, I don't have to say it with my chest. I don't have to say it with anything. It's my eyes and my brain. Like, yeah, I know. But college pitching, other than like the elite guys, like the Friday night guys, Saturday guys, and your top one or two relievers, dude, these guys suck. Like, and maybe I'm not talking specifically towards one person, right? There's some freshmen out there with a lot of upside. There's some, you know, junior college guys are trying to figure out. There's guys coming back, you know, from injury that aren't what they used to be. But for the most part, like, these are showcase guys trying to throw as hard as they can. They can't locate their off speed. They don't work different parts of the plate. Everything is middle. And like, with these juice balls and the hot bats, college hitting is just absolutely abusing them. Like, balls are getting launched 450 feet. Like, there's more balls hit over 400 feet than just barely over the fence. So it comes back to the pitching, too. It's going to be a mess for the next month. But once regionals come around, super regionals especially, and then Omaha, like, you'll see, like, only the best pitchers pitching. But, like, why are we even playing midweeks right now? Like, college baseball needs to cut out midweeks. The last week of April through conference tournaments. These 3 weeks, no midweeks. Kids are dealing with final exams. Kids are dealing with injuries and sore arms and this and that. And, like, we don't need to see the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th best pitchers throwing. Like, it's meaningless. So that's my opinion on the midweek.
Can I add to that? First of all, you had me in the first half, not going to lie. I thought you were going to chicken out of what our agreement was, but you didn't. You just drag it out into a nice think piece. And I commend you for that. At the beginning, I was booing you because I thought you were going to chicken out of it, but you didn't, Ben Upton. You did a great job. And I agree 100%. Everything is middle. Throw it as hard as you can. If it goes inside, it was an accident. If it goes outside, it was an accident, especially with the fastball. That's what I think. I think guys are losing the idea, and the art of pitching is disappearing. Because what gets you drafted, what gets you paid? Velo. Gasoline. Gas prices are going up. Cost of velo is going up. You either get hurt or you make it. And that's what I agree with. Also, on the midweek, getting me to midweek, let the boys go enjoy a 50-cent, $2 beer Tuesday. They haven't been able to do it all semester. Get out the midweeks out of here. Let the boys go enjoy, go to the bar before all their classmates and their campus friends leave for the summer. Let them go out for $2 Tuesday. I'm not saying they don't do it already, but let them do it with no other responsibility. Show up for practice and go out for some beers, whatever, with their friends before they leave for the summer. So I think April should be no midweek April. May should be no midweek May.
Yeah, I think we're at a place in our game where, like, some of the home runs that you're seeing people hit, like, out on their front side, like the one that our boy Drew Burris hit last weekend, like, you're like, that looked a little bit different. And when you circle back to, like, 2017, 2019 World Series, when there was just home runs being hit in the major league level, like, I think the college game was like, wait, that worked. Like, they're making money. So I think this has been, like, a slow implementation into the college game for about half a decade now, where those balls are finally being set in place. And what we're seeing is, A, I think kids bigger and stronger than ever. Maybe the balls are a little bit juiced too. But talking with the College of Charleston pitching coach, who they're like top five in the country in ERA right now, like, there is a lost art of pitching. The craftsmanship and, like, pitcher, like, swag on the bump, like, we've lost a lot of that. Because those same kids that are going and getting bigger and stronger and faster are also doing it on the rubber, where the only thing that matters right now is the number that I post velo-wise. So, you know, the guys that dive into the TrackMan and are looking at horizontal depth and spin rate and all that stuff, fantastic. But sometimes, like, it's a guy that's throwing 85 to 87 with really nice run and a really nice slider to pair up to be able to split the plate. Like, we completely lost that. So I think that's why we're seeing numbers as bonkers as they are, like, pretty I guess, consistently across the country. But I'm with the boys, man. It's fun. It's guerrilla warfare right now. Some of the home runs. Remember when they first opened Charles Schwab Field in Omaha? And, like, it was, like, two home runs hit the entire tournament. And then, like, last year, Wyatt Langford hit two baseballs 460-plus feet. Like, it's a different world.
Dude, it's a different world. And like, yeah, Dimitri, you hit the nail on the head. Like, the art of pitching is gone. 5 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe a little bit further than that. Let's just say 7 to 10 years ago. Like, everybody you faced was 88 to 90. Like, your Friday night guy might have been 91 to 92. And he was, like, their best arm. But everybody was a three-pitch mix guy and maybe a four-pitch mix guy, which, like, as a hitter, you know, we didn't have the most intense scouting reports, but, like, we knew the guy's velo and we knew what pitches he threw. And as a hitter, you're like, all right, he's got four pitches that he'll show. Three of them he can throw for a strike at any time. And it was so much harder to hit because, like, timing was off. You know, you didn't know if he was working the inner half, upper half, lower half. Plus now, like, with the umpires have a big part to do with this offensive juggernaut too, because with the implementation of, like, TrackMan and everything, they're getting graded differently than when we played, and they would give 3 inches off the plate. You would have to, like, kind of know your umpire in his zones. Now everybody's just trying to be, like, perfect. So it makes the job for the pitcher a lot harder. But, like, I'm just going to go out and say it. Like, I'm so tired of these 21-8 games and 7 innings. Like, that is not fun baseball to me. What Ole Miss and Mississippi State did on ESPN2 yesterday was awesome. It was 1-1 until, like, the 8th inning. Mississippi State scored 1 in the bottom of the 8th. And then Ole Miss was, like, you know, pitching change. It really slowed things down. But, like, it was like a 2-hour game up until the 8th inning. And it was awesome. It was intense. You know, they threw their best arms because it was important for both of those teams. Midweek game, but still conference game in the committee's eyes. Like, they look at that as a conference game. And they played it hard, and it was awesome. We tried to watch the High Point Wake Forest game. It was like 8-5 in the second inning with 7 home runs. It's like, what are we doing here, man? Like, come on. So
I will say this. Baseball starts like this. Hitting goes up, pitching catches up, and then they change some things to make pitching go in front. Hitting adjusts to that new pitching. Hitting takes the lead. Then pitching catches up. Pitching take the lead. Hitting make the adjustment. Catch up, they take the lead. It's a back and forth. It will always be that way. I mean, they changed the rules. BB Core, balls were different. Pitching was dominating. Omaha was a snooze fest. I mean, the College World Series was an absolute snooze fest. There was no electric. There was no fireworks. There was nothing. Now, we're starting to get to that point again where Omaha's about to be an offensive shitstorm. We're close. We haven't quite got there yet. Last year was a little bit. I mean, it's just, I mean, the Rhett Lauder, Paul Skeen, how often is that going to happen? Two of the best arms in the country match up in Omaha. You see what happened. Pitching dominate. Pitching will always win when the pitcher is that much better than the hitter. But when they're even or below, it's fireworks.
Counterpoint, though. Nobody's ever going to be Paul Skeens and Rhett Lauder and, like, what they were doing. Maybe not nobody, but very few will do what they did at the college level.
Sure.
I miss the guys that are like, I miss the Michael Roths of the world for South Carolina, who is, you know, four pitch mix guy. He doesn't throw harder than 87 miles an hour. And, you know, he's breaking College World Series records every year. Like, those are the type of guys I miss. But guess what? Like, those guys are either going to junior college or they're going to Division III. Or they're just not playing baseball after high school. Like, the real crafty pitchers, the guys that can, you know, shake things up. There's only a few teams in the country that I think are doing it, doing a good job of that. And Jack mentioned one of them. Charleston's one of those teams where they have different angles, different speeds, different guys with different arsenals, and that's why they're at the top of the pitching charts.
Yeah, dude, I've got your Michael Roth. He throws on Sunday for the College of Charleston. His name's Connor Campbell. He's a fifth-year senior. He started his career at Maryland, has made his way down to the Charleston area. It's a four-pitch mix, and early on this year, he was 4 outs away from a perfect game. Like, it was – like, it's – and it's fun, right? Like, he's up there. I was at their practice yesterday. He was throwing a live pen on the mound on a Wednesday. He goes, I sweat as hard as I possibly can on Wednesday, and I bounce back 4 days later on Sunday. And their entire weekend staff is – they're 89-92. They've got a couple draft guys, sure, but, like, it's – I was sitting there watching their bullpens yesterday, And I was like, this is like baseball porn. Like, every didn't miss a spot for 25 to 30 minutes. And they cycled in like six or seven different arms. Catchers were just clean as hell behind the plate. I was like, this is fun.
Yeah, I mean, the guy that last night, Jax Brockett from Nebraska, throws a complete game no-hitter. And he's a lefty. I think he might have topped out at 88, maybe. Yeah. And, I mean, he throws a no-hitter on a midweek. So, like, that's the kind of stuff that these teams don't have. And sure, like, if you're an LSU or an Arkansas, Florida, doesn't matter, like a top-tier team, like, of course, you can have depth. Like, you can have 12 guys that are 95-plus and, like, nasty stuff. Like, that's what they get. But I'm seeing all these, like, lower-level teams trying to match with what these guys have. And even if you teach someone to throw 95 miles an hour, if he's not in the zone or if he throws the ball right down the middle, like, he's going to have an ERA north of 8 easily. Doesn't matter how hard he throws. So that's my issue right now with midweeks is we're seeing just some bad baseball. Bad baseball.
That was our midweek recap.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to do our weekend series pick 'em here first, and then we got to build this field to 64. Hopefully we'll keep this under 2 hours, but who knows? Anyways, weekend series pick 'em. We are in week 12 now, and the six series that we picked this week were more for, like, I don't know. Like, we wanted to give some new teams some looks, and that's why we have the Sacred Heart at Wagner series, both fighting for first place in the Northeastern Conference. Kansas State, that's that pencil talk versus pen talk. Blind Man Nate thinks the Jayhawks are way better than the Wildcats of Kansas State. So, anyways, the six series here, I'm going to share my screen so everybody can see this. I don't want to be selfish. Let's take a look at the leaderboard real fast. Cola B-Ball, 48-20, tied with Q Millie, 48-20. That's incredible. I don't know how they're doing that. I think I'm right at 500, 31-31-ish. But Smiles, The Real Truth, C. Latham, 44, Nick Lavergetta, JP, 2108, Noah B., Joe Cav, and E. Shockley. Like, E. Shockley's in 10th place. He's 5 games back, but we still got 3 weeks left, 43-25. Like, it's, dude, I'm telling you, it's just as hard to go 6-0 as it is to go 0-6. Like, it can happen any week. So anyways, the six series, Vanderbilt at Georgia, Oklahoma at Texas Tech, the Raging Cajuns at Troy, Sacred Heart at Wagner, Kansas at Kansas State, and Austin P at Stetson. Boys, where do you want to start?
Start at the top.
All right. Vanderbilt at Georgia. First of all, these are two of the teams that that are under speculation that Jim Schlossnagel brought up. I don't want to get into it because if I'm Coach Schlossnagel and I want to get vague and say a team got caught cheating with, you know, monitors in the dugout, live stream or whatever, like, just say the name. Like, now you have everybody speculating. It's not a good look on Coach Schloss. Like, it's not a good look on, like, the five or six teams that could potentially make it. But if we're not going to be the podcast that talks about it. If you want to learn about it more, the video's everywhere, and you can do your own research. But Vanderbilt and Georgia were two of the three teams that, like, kind of fit what he's talking about. Don't know who it was.
And but... look at you. And now look at you speculating. I thought we weren't going to talk about it.
I'm breaking down the scenario because I know there's going to be comments or people tweeting us being like, why didn't you talk about Vanderbilt, Georgia? Whatever. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not speculating. I don't really care, dude. I don't think it's a big deal at all.
I could give two fucks.
The Houston Astros had a whole coding system and, like, a live feed right at the catcher's crotch. And, like, none of these teams are even using, like, catcher signs anymore. Everybody's just using the pitch comm.
Like, Altuve had a buzzer under his jersey.
No, look, we're not getting into that. That'll actually piss me off. We're actually not going to talk about that. I'll kick you off the show right now. So that's your one warning.
I love that.
But anyways, like, nobody even uses, like, signals anymore. Everybody just uses pitch comm. Like, catcher types it in on his knee. The pitcher gets it in his ear. Like,
anyway, Vanderbilt, Georgia. Ben, you are now on the clock.
This is an easy pick for me, man. Give me Georgia at home. Vanderbilt's been terrible on the road. Like, I don't trust this team. Like, they're a team that is a non-threat to me right now. I think if you said to me which of these two teams is going to go further in June, I'd say Georgia. Like, I don't think Vanderbilt has any pop. Nobody with power, nobody that scares me. Georgia just plays really well at home. This was almost a no-brainer for me, which means Vanderbilt's for sure going to win, but whatever.
Jack, you go second.
You want me to go second? I have two things about this series. First off, Georgia, I really like them at home. I think their pitching has been a lot better than people have given them credit for, myself included. Their bullpen really has stepped up in a big way as the weather has gotten warmer. Did you guys know that if you go to the Georgia baseball like rosters, and if you're scrolling up and down, like I was going to look for Condon's numbers the other day just to see how stupid it had gotten. If you go click on their names and their bios, you can like pitch an NIL deal to them through their like team's like website.
Yeah, there's a bunch of schools that do that. Yeah, you can directly like, yeah.
There's a bunch of them that do that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I think that's nuts. I really like Corey Collins, a catcher that's hits at the top of the lineup, and he's leading the country in OBP. With that all being said, I'll take the other catcher that I've kind of got a little bit of a man crush up. Alon Espinal continues to hit baseballs 900 miles per hour. Like when he hits balls, like they almost look like they evaporate. I actually think Vandy, who has been terrible on the road, I think they go get a big time weekend set. I think it'll be a road match on Sunday. I think they win on Sunday. I like their pitching a little bit more.
Give me the Tim Corbin Vandy boy on the road at Georgia. I think Vanderbilt is the better team. They've got the better pitching. I won't say they've got the better star power offensively, but I think 1-9, they're more even keeled. But they've got the pitching, and I'm going to give Vanderbilt the edge on the pitching side on the road in Athens. Yeah, give me the dogs. I mean, the doors. The doors.
I gotta be honest, I'm surprised I'm on the majority side here. I strictly am picking Vandy because I feel like the public's gonna be all over Georgia and I need to get back in these standings. That's why.
Well, yeah. I think Vandy's the better team. I think Georgia's been playing well. Condon's been carrying them. I wonder what this team's record would be without him.
It'd be interesting. Dude, I saw a stat. I don't know how true it is, but there was somebody on Instagram. I guess he calculated the numbers and home teams in SEC series are winning 88% of game one.
That's crazy.
So first game of an SEC series, 88% of the time the home team wins. And I know it went 7-0. It went 7-0 last week, which is nuts.
That's crazy. So
yeah. Hypothetical. Hopefully Georgia wins this one tonight. Also, Florida's playing Tennessee tonight, Thursday night. And I think I'm going to invest in the Gators. Game one SEC home team.
Make a significant investment, please.
Yeah. Next series, Oklahoma at Texas Tech. Look, Oklahoma's got a much better Big 12 record, but when you match these two teams up head-to-head, like
close,
especially in Lubbock, Texas Tech's about as scary as they get. Texas Tech got swept last week. It was a bad week for them. This is a huge bounce-back spot. I think Oklahoma is a good team. I don't think they're great, and I think that record's a little inflated. They lost a heartbreaking series last week to Texas late into Sunday night. But anyways, I'm going to get on with my point. I say it all the time. I've said it since 2019. When the weather is hot and Texas Tech plays at home, they do not lose. They do not lose. They put up 15 runs a game. Give me Texas Tech. They're going to win this series. Maybe a sweep. Maybe a sweep, boys.
Give me the Red Raiders at home. Month of May, that sun is shining down hard in West Texas. The shades go on, the eye black drip under the shade. Give me the gun, give me the Red Raiders and love it.
Yeah, well, Ben, if you think it's a sweep, then let's make it an 11-7 sweep. Congratulations to OU. hitting 324 is a team, though, the Red Raiders. They got a kid hitting over 400, Damian Bravo hitting 405, OBP over 600. I always forget, obviously, because Gavin Cash is really good, but that kid that I'd fell in love with at Gonzaga, Cade McGee, that plays a corner spot for them, like, he's a dog. I remember falling in love with him. I think he's got 11 or 12 homers on the year. Friend of the pod, Antonio Garcia, coached him when he was with Gonzaga, and I always forget he's with them now. So I'll take the Red Raiders as well.
All right. Congratulations, Oklahoma Sooners. Louisiana at Troy. Like, I already know where Jack's going, so Jack, go ahead and lead us off here.
Well, if this is going to be about pitching, I know that they have one of the best offenses in the country. Give me Garrett Gaines. Give me Luke Lyon. I think that this team is really, really stupid. Grayson Stewart, who was the preseason Sun Belt Pitcher of the Year, went into last week with an ADRA, was nasty. I think Troy's pitching is what's going to be that carries him in on top of already how potent that offense is. Sorry, Louisiana. It's all about the Trojans, baby.
Rizgod, you want to go next?
I'll save it for last. That's what Rizzlers do.
All right. Look, I think this might make some people mad, but right now, I think Troy, if the Sun Belt tournament was played this past week, I think Troy wins it. They're playing really good baseball, and like what I saw from them last week was crazy. I think this is the prime example of a team that came into the season with very high expectations. They let a lot of people down, but like the talent is coming through. They've had big time players, preseason guys that like were coming in with all this hype. Grayson Stewart was one of them that, you know, hasn't pitched well until recently. So this feels like a team that could be very dangerous in the postseason. I think Troy takes care of business at home. Louisiana, scrappy team though. Like they're kind of like Kentucky. Like they'll get in the mud with anybody and like they'll win games differently. If this series was at the Teague, I would take Louisiana, but on the road, like give me Troy.
I like it.
No way Ben is going with the Trojan. I'm so disappointed right now. I'm so torn. My heart just went all the way to the right and all the way to the left, hanging by one thread right now. And here's why. I wanted you to take Louisiana so I could take Troy and move along. Graphics said Louisiana, Troy, Raging Review comes in. D Cortis 2-7, hates the Cajun, blah, 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 blah. They all think they hate Louisiana.
Dude, they think you love them, though. They think that you love them.
I love the Cajun.
I know, and they think that. So back them. Look, I don't think taking Louisiana here, if you took Louisiana here, that's like not a bad pick. But they're in first place in the Sun Belt by three games.
I took Troy to win the Fun Belt. Sky Vermeid got the Trojans cooking. Troy is not falling this weekend. So I don't know what to do here. Do I take Louisiana and pretend that I love the Cajun? Or do I take Troy and stand on fucking business? What do I do
it's
here?
Your pick. It's your pick, man. What do you think? When you close your eyes at night, who would you rather see?
I'm holding a number 1 through 5 under the table.
No. We're not doing this. You gotta be a man to make a pick.
I'm not responsible for your pick.
Yeah, you gotta make a pick here.
This is so hard.
Dude, who's gonna win the series? Just gut instinct. Who wins?
Louisiana on the road, Troy at home. Shane Lewis pinch hit 3-run home run Sunday.
Dude, I think you're scared of like pissing off the Louisiana fans, but
it's the real 11. It had nothing to do with that.
Raging Cajun fans saw us all pick Troy, they would throw a party. They'd be so happy.
I know.
Shane Lewis, 3-run pinch hit home run on Sunday over the Monster. Troy takes the series. 11.7 rises from the ashes. Troy is not fucking falling. The Greeks stay alive. Give me the Trojan.
I think that's a great pick.
When did we fall in the ashes?
Give me Troy. Helen of Troy.
There's going to be plenty of Cajun fans that get mad on the graphic when they're like, oh, these guys don't know ball or whatever. But the real Cajun fans will be like, thank God they all picked Troy because they never win. So there we go.
What would you call that? Safe-hearted
Wagner.
Wait, you would know the person that does that, a knower of the podcast. They know the 11.7 jinx. They are knowers of the jinx.
Yep. Sacred Heart at Wagner. I have to back my boy, Coach Noto, Craig Noto over there, doing special things at Wagner. Talked to him a lot this offseason. Talked to him preseason. He loves his team. I don't know a single thing about Sacred Heart. And that's on me. I probably should. They're having a hell of a season. But I'm not picking against Wagner. Not doing it. So give me Wagner.
In and out.
I don't know a damn thing about either one of these teams, and I don't plan on knowing anything about them. On Monday, all I'm going to care about is whoever won the series and lost the series, and I'm going to move forward. Then I'm going to make my Northeast Conference tournament pick in about 3 weeks from now, and I'm still not going to know anything about them. That's just me being honest. I picked Wagner to win the conference preseason, so I'm going to pick Wagner this weekend.
Well, congratulations, Sacred Heart. And I did do my research on this matchup, and I'll tell you what I found out. Zach Kowalczyk of Sacred Heart having a crazy season was just the next player of the week. But it's all about pitching this time of the year. And when pitching has been the brand and the theme of today's episode, Connor Hayden and Frankie Wright of Wagner have had stellar seasons. Will be starting their 12th game of the year, each on Friday and Saturday this year. Both have ERAs under 3.5. They've got great stuff. Give me Wagner. At home, that place is an absolute juggernaut to go play in. I've heard nothing but insane things. I heard it's basically like LSU of the Northeast. Is what I've heard.
You're kind of joking around, but they do have a sick field.
Saw it on their graphics.
Yeah, they play it like I think it's the Long Island Ducks field or Long Island whoever's field.
It's the independent team.
The Ducks field. And they have like Manhattan in the background, like the what's it called? Not the background.
Long Island Ducks of the Atlantic League.
The skyline or whatever. The skyline is sick. So it's an awesome field, awesome place to play baseball. Shout out, Coach Noah.
I wasn't joking. It's cool. It's cool. I like it.
Okay. I thought you were just saying it, and I was like, I don't know if you've seen the field, but it is sick.
Awesome. I did my homework. I did some Instagram stalking on the boys.
Good. All right. So congratulations, Sacred Heart. So we have three sweeps already.
This would be back to back weeks. We've gone three sweeps. That's terrible.
Yeah. Kansas at Kansas State. Little pencil talk versus blind man Nate. Big rivalry. Dimitri, you missed it last week, but you remember blind man Nate from last year? Partied with me in Vegas, won the weekend series pick him last year. Yeah, he sent me a text calling out Jack. Basically said Jack sucks. Sucks as a human.
I agree with blind man Nate.
Hey, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Blind man Nate and I go to battle. I'm going to lead this thing off.
So
here's the wager. It was a pencil talking blind man Nate wager. I will have to wear a Kansas shirt for the next pod. Blind man Nate's just got to wear purple, right? I don't even care about the K-State because I know that's a lot to ask in that rivalry.
No. He actually replied and said he would go and get – hold on. I'm going to pull it up.
Some K-State here?
Wait. I have
He said – all right, let me read you the text. I forgot to read this to you, but he did text me – on Monday after we released the pod. He said, I'm completely down for the friendly wager. I will even get a pencil talk shirt if Kansas State pulls it off. I just responded to him on my blah, blah, blah plate. It's his another page. But, yeah, basically he's saying, like, he'll buy a pencil talk shirt from you and wear it.
All right.
So there's a wager.
I'll wear some Kansas gear, Rock Chalk Nation. I got to tell you, we made the wager, and then K-State went and got no. So blind man Nate. Whatever curse you threw on this wager, congratulations. I think I might be in some trouble. Kalen Culpepper goes, yeah, a couple times. Give me the Wildcats. Blind man Nate, you and me. Let's do this thing.
He is a sports guru, I'm telling you. And, like, again, him and I are friends, so, like, he doesn't mind me kind of making fun of him. But, dude, we were in Vegas. I'm not kidding about this story. We're in Vegas, and like all the games are over with, and there's UFC coming on, like the Saturday night UFC card, and it was pretty loaded. And it was like, dude, I got a parlay that will not miss. And I'm like, all right, let's hear it. He gives me like a three-person UFC parlay, and so I placed the bet, right? And it was like 20 to win like 220. It was like a big parlay. And then after I placed it, I was like, wait, Nate, you're blind. Like, you've never... How are you telling me you can judge like two guys fighting each other? And he's like, I listen. I can hear the punches. He's like, I know who's good. And I'm bought in. Dude, it freaking hit. It hit with ease. Was never a doubt. Like, I'm talking two underdogs and then like a minus 115 guy. And it hit with ease. Like, he is a sports guru. So, Jack, for that reason, I'm taking Kansas here. I will always back my man, Blind Man Nate.
Hey, Blind Man Nate might not be able to see, but he can hear, he can feel, and he is a knower of ball. Give me the Rock Chalk Kansas Jayhawk.
I didn't want to say it last pod. You're in trouble, dude.
Here's the deal. As a hypothetical horrible investor, been nice to know the nice plug. Jeez. This is how you broach the conversation. Hey, Jack, by the way, I got a buddy of mine that hates you. Oh, fantastic. Really nice to meet him too. Great. Nate, you and I go to battle this weekend to the ends of the world. After that, I'm going to be a ride or die.
Dude, I'm not kidding. He straight up won the weekend series pick'em last year. He hit it like 80% in college baseball.
So what have we been doing this season?
I don't know.
Hypothetically giving away all of my coins. What are we doing, Ben? You're holding this back.
Jack. What? You just said Ben talking about his friend that hates you. Have you ever thought that you have a co-host that hates you too?
Stop.
Every time we record.
Dimitri, you're drunk. Hold on. Some people on YouTube, I'm getting in the middle of YouTube right now. I just switch.
Have you ever heard someone say, sell me a fucking pencil? No. There's a famous line that goes like this.
We're not, dude. No, Dimitri, you're drunk. We're not getting into this. We got to stay on task. We have to stay on task. We have a
wait. Do not.
We have a strict time frame.
I had one beer. I don't like when people throw this D word out there like this. No, Jack, sell me a pen.
No. You're ripping off of a movie because you had one too many lockers. Congratulations, yeah, dude. Buddy. You think doing alcohol is cool?
Hey, can we pick Austin P and Stetson, please?
Thank you. That's what I wanted to do. Dimitri's hammered right now.
Jack is Austin.
Austin P at Stetson. Boys, this is tough to pick. I'll be honest. Like, I know Austin P just won 35-1 in the midweek. Shout out to Lyle Miller Green hitting his 26th homer. That game was awesome, but at the same time, it was so gross. Shout out Coach Fanning. Green shoes on, always on go. Stetson at home, though, is really freaking good. And, I mean, it's a battle for first place right here. Like, we got two of the top – I mean, there's, like, four teams tied for first place in the ACC.
Jacksonville as well.
Yeah, awesome. Dude, it's an awesome conference this year. Kennesaw State's there, too. I'm going to go Stetson at home. I think – look, I love Austin Peay. No, dude –
Ben, you're such a traitor.
I'm picking. I need to start winning because at the end of the year, if I'm below 500, like it's going to be a terrible look. I need to research one thing. I'm going to go last here.
All right, I'm going first. You want it, Rizgad? I'm going first. Let me get out of this way. Hey, the A-Sun tournament is in DeLand, Florida this year. And I think the A-Sun's a top 10 conference in the country. Lipscomb just beat Tennessee in the midweek. We got to start showing some more love to the A-Sun. Because you're right, this is going to be for the regular season conference championship. It's going to be one of these two teams. And I'll tell you who it's going to be. The team that's dominated every single offensive category imaginable. It's going to be the team whose coach called me on Wednesday night and said, hey, do you think they've paid attention yet? Lyle Miller Green is going to win the Golden Spikes Award, and this Austin Peay team is going to go march in to a regional, and they're going to go beat that team in Stillwater for a little rematch. Get your get back game where Roland Fanning and the boys traveled from just 2 years ago. Give me Austin Peay. This is when it starts to get going. I can feel it in my loins,
buddy. You're talking about showing some whatever you said, the L word. I don't like to say the L word. I think it's a very dangerous world in today's society, but. You're speaking to a 3-year bet of the Atlantic Sun Conference. So pump the brakes over there on whatever jitsu got going on.
You're the same guy that last week said that 100 teams, everyone else can kick rocks. So as a 3-year A-Sun bet, are you telling the A-Sun to kick rocks?
Yeah, and people that have penciled up the side of their hat can kick rocks as well and play in
traffic. Hey, I'll go play in the park with them. That's all.
All right. The Atlantic Sun. The title of the Atlantic Sun stays in Florida. I know Lipscomb won it, whatever. Liberty won it a year. Other than that, it was either in Macon, Georgia, or it came from the state of Florida.
Has anybody in Florida won it recently? You just named four states.
You got to let me finish. We're going to forget the last 3 or 4 years happened. Those don't count. COVID chain thing. Ever since COVID, things don't count anymore. COVID messed things up. But before that, it was either Macon, Georgia or the state of Florida. And I could be factually incorrect, but I really don't care at this point. The Hatters of Stetson or the JU Dolphins are going to win this conference. Austin Peay, Mountain Dew, not winners of the Atlantic Sun. Give me the Hatter.
Dude, I got to look this up real fast. Over the last 4 years, there's been four different states to win it. As far as I know, Austin Peay is in Tennessee. So let's make it 5 in 5 years. Give me Austin Peay. We have Florida, Georgia, Virginia. Yeah, give me Austin Peay.
Hey, you guys want to know something funny? The PA guy or the color commentator, you don't know which one it is. Stetson, every time, it's every three. So it's the top of the third, top of the sixth, top of the ninth. He does an ad read for their concession stand. And he goes, blah, blah. He goes, blah, 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 blah. Hot dogs, whatever, blah, blah. He goes, hamburger, blah, blah, blah. And then he ends it. He goes, come get you some hot dogs. Yum, yum, come get you some. And everyone's just laughing because it's like a signature thing. And then he ended with, like, the Go-Hatter, like, super, like, dragged out Stetson Hatter. Yum, yum, come get you some. And I'll never forget it.
So for that reason, I'm out. Give me Austin Peay.
For that reason, I'm in so much more. Anyway, on a real note,
Stetson has an awesome home field, good environment too. So if you're near DeLand, or if you want to go to a conference tournament, highly recommend that one. Anyways, let's build our
skills. I recommend that one. It is hot as hell. It's hot as hell. Rain delays at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Then it gets humid as fuck in the evening time. Dude, not a fun conference tournament to be at, to be honest.
It looks fun. Anyways, we have to get going. No more stalling. Demetri, I will mute your mic if you go on another rant. Same goes to you, Jack. And if I go on a rant, someone mute my mic. We have 45 minutes to build this field of 64 because I have to pick my son up from daycare. So, Demetri, do not mute me anymore. Yeah. Will you pull up your screen and let's do a field of 64 on Excel.
Let's do it.
We'll have a graphic later today.
We will have a graphic out tonight.
45 minutes, boys. If we can't decide, we're just going to pick one. Because at this time, it does not matter. As long as we have the 64 teams in the tournament, that's where it needs to be.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to get our 16 host done first.
Let's do speed round.
Speed round. One. I mean, right now, Texas A&M.
Texas A&M.
Arkansas.
Two, I would say Arkansas. Three, it could be three different teams. Tennessee, Clemson, North Carolina, East Carolina. So four teams. One of those four.
Clemson. Give me Clemson.
Done.
So here's the deal. Clemson, I mean, Texas A&M. Number one, and we've got Arkansas two.
We got 45 minutes. We can figure this out later. Let's just name our 16.
I think we should go Clemson here.
Yeah, do it, Clemson. Yeah. I think this is a go with your gut field to 64. When you take a test.
I will say this. I'm just going to throw this out there. We're going to put Clemson down. We're going to put Clemson down. But if they don't win the ACC regular season title, it could alter and change a little bit. But I do think Clemson should win the ACC. Carolina and Florida State are in a great spot to compete for it, but let's just stick with the Tiger.
This is what we're actually going to do. Move over to the D column. Let's just name the 16 teams, or maybe we'll name 17 or 18, and we'll just pick from there.
Well, why don't we just do that?
All right, perfect. That's the RPI right now. But like, let's just name teams we think are going to host a regional, and then we'll seed them. It's easier that way.
All right, we'll do that. We've got these three. Then, okay, Kentucky, Arkansas, Clemson, Florida State. Are we all in agreement?
Yep, yeah. Throw them in there.
North Carolina?
Yeah. No doubt.
East Carolina?
Yo.
Yeah, I'm good. Tennessee. 1 through 12. I've looked ahead. Tennessee, no Georgia, South Carolina, Indiana State, Oregon State. Keep going.
All right.
Virginia. I think either Virginia or Wake Forest.
So they're not a guarantee yet. We'll leave these ones blank.
I think UC Irvine's going to end up hosting.
You think that's a guarantee? You want to put them in as a host?
Yeah, for sure. Right.
Great. I think if Nebraska wins the Big Ten, they're going to be in a good spot to host, and I like it.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that. And I could see the committee doing that too.
But they haven't done it in years past, and I think it's got to change. The Big Ten needs to be respected.
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Oh, no! I started almost. I didn't do it. 3 doesn't count.
You almost counted.
But I didn't. We need 2 more.
Dimitri, timeout. I know you didn't just count with the numbers. I was wondering what you were doing, and you actually did something that I did not think you would ever do. You just counted 1 to 12, and the numbers are 1 to 12 right next to it. You didn't have to count.
Ben, we are doing a field of 64 prediction. This is not math class right now. Anyway, we need 2 more.
I could have told you that. You should have just asked. How many more do we need? 2 more. Look, I think
okay. Wait. Duke, let me add a couple teams because
The Big 12 is for sure getting one, and I think it's going to be Oklahoma State.
All right, here we go. Virginia, Wake, Alabama, then all these teams.
Yeah, I would go ahead and highlight Oklahoma State green. They're playing unreal baseball right now.
I still think, like, there's a couple teams that we, like, I think that Duke, and then I think a Sun Belt team. Like, Duke's at 10 right now in the most recent rankings. I think they hold on and stay within. And I also think whether it be the Cajuns or I think whoever wins the Sun Belt Championship will host. So
I think Duke gets the nod right now.
I like Duke.
I mean, Vanderbilt and Mississippi State are probably going to be fighting for a host spot. Oklahoma, if they win the Big 12, they're going to host. That's the issue here. But I don't think they're going to win it. I don't think they're going to hold on to it.
I think Mississippi State's going to host.
That's what I just said. Vanderbilt or Mississippi State will be fighting for a hosting spot. We'll know after this weekend, pretty much.
So we're out of teams.
No, it's over now. I mean, we're going Duke.
No. I don't think so. How many? So first of all, like if it does come down to Duke or Mississippi State, 10 times out of 10, the committee is going to give it to Mississippi State.
So that
10 times out of 10. Yeah. Duke's got a tiny little home field that seats about maybe 1,000 seats, plus you got the berms you can fit more people on. But Mississippi State's got the Taj Mahal of baseball.
Oh, I agree. And let's take it a step further. Duke's non-conference strength of schedule, 232, Mississippi State, 50 points higher or 50 spots higher at 182. Non-conference RPI, even, 72 for Duke, 77 for Mississippi State. Strength of schedule, even, 28-24. Duke's got 2 more quad one wins. I mean, honestly, guy, outside of the non-conference strength schedule, their resumes are pretty identical. I would say 14-10 in the ACC could be the same as 12-9 in the SEC.
I think Mississippi State's going to host. I'm just telling you, like with the schedule they have remaining and with the SEC, I don't want to say bias, but just they have all of the signs pointing towards them. They have the stadium. They have the fan base. Like, it's going to drive revenue. I promise you, if it comes down to Mississippi State versus anybody, they will get it. That's why Auburn got it last year over Campbell.
Do it.
Mississippi State is 4-2 in SEC series. So they have a winning record in SEC series. Alabama, Arkansas, Missouri, tough schedule ahead of them.
Dude, Mississippi State, yeah, they won against Ole Miss again yesterday too. So they're really like 13-9 in the SEC play.
But you got to remember, you got to remember they lost the series to Ole Miss. So they're even 2-2 on the year.
Yeah, they're even 2-2. But anyways, we can't spend a ton of time on this. We got to get going. My vote's Mississippi State. Or we could kick Nebraska out. Like, I could see – I want Nebraska to host, or we could kick out somebody else. Like, I don't know. I think the Big 12 will be honest,
I think Irvine gets hosed here.
Let's hose Irvine then.
They're just going to get hosed.
All right, let's go Mississippi State over Irvine. Perfect.
All right, so let's do this. TAMU, Kentucky, Ark, Clem, FSU.
Wait, what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I'm just writing all the teams down, then we can see them.
Well, I mean, we can kind of see him. Let's just go in order. Number four,
Tennessee.
Yeah, I would say probably Tennessee, UNC, or East Carolina.
I see all three of those teams making a run in the SEC tournament, so I think they'll reward
all
that.
Right. Let's do it. Feed them.
All right. I would go 16 seed Nebraska right away. Let's just fill them in. 16 overall Nebraska. Matches up with a super with Texas A&M. People are going to love that. That would be a big-time super regional.
Rob Childress. He's been assistant coach in Nebraska, right?
Who? Rob Childress. Yeah, he is. Yep.
All right.
15, I would probably go either Oklahoma State or Mississippi State.
Oklahoma State. We're the Arkansas, baby.
Yep.
Mississippi State, Clemson, or do you want to go Indiana State, Clemson?
It doesn't matter. Let's go Mississippi State. Let's go Mississippi State.
No, they're gonna their RPI is gonna go move up. I think Mississippi State at 24.
Okay, that's fine.
Yep, we'll do that. And then here,
I would probably go Georgia at 13.
You just had a brain fart. Do you really think Georgia's gonna host?
Yeah.
What if they?
I think they're gonna win. I think they'll win the series this weekend. I know you guys don't. We already made that pick, but
I mean,
if you're looking at all the conference RPI stuff, like Coastal Carolina is the second hardest.
Georgia
on conference schedule. So if like Coastal goes and wins the Sun Belt, I would see them getting it over a Georgia. Yeah,
Coastal's going to be interesting, dude. Like Coastal, they're so far back from the Sun Belt standings, like they would have to do a lot of work.
Yeah,
and probably win the Sun Belt tournament too.
All right, so let's do this. We'll go Indiana State here or 14. We can go like an Oregon State or something or Mississippi.
No,
State.
I think Oregon State will end up being a national seed.
All right, Mississippi State.
I would go Georgia 13.
I do like that. I like that.
I think Mississippi State's going to turn it on and, like, play really good baseball moving forward. I mean, they're one of the few teams that has, like, a solidified starting rotation that, like, produces. So, let's go Georgia 13.
Let's go back up here.
Tennessee 4. Let's go Tennessee 4. No UNC doubt. 5. Oregon State 6.
That's too high. I think Kentucky will get it first and then East Carolina.
Dude, Kentucky is going to fall off, man. You know it. Like, I think they'll be.
I know it, but I mean. Okay, let's do this. Kentucky, 16-5 in the SEC. Let's just say they get swept the next. Let's just say they go 0-9 in their SEC game. They're still 16-14 in the SEC.
I just don't think they're a national host.
I mean, Ben, all they have to do is win two games, they're a national seed. 18 wins in the SEC is national seed territory.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with that, but like, I'd put Kentucky well below Oregon State. Give me Oregon State at 6.
What if we do that?
Yeah, I'm good with that. East Carolina 6, Oregon State 7, Kentucky 8.
I like that better, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and then Florida State 9. Well, who do we have left? South Carolina, Duke, and Mississippi State?
Yeah.
I'd probably go South Carolina, Duke, Mississippi State, 10, 11, 12. Perfect.
I mean, we're leaving out We're leaving out Irvine. We're leaving out Dallas Baptist. We're leaving out Wake and Virginia.
I mean, we got to leave somebody out.
I mean, oh, damn, dude. I don't know if I like leaving out Virginia and Wake. But, I mean.
Well, who does Virginia have left?
I'm looking at it now.
Virginia had, I mean, they're 14-10. They've got 35 strength of schedule.
Virginia's got NC State and Virginia Tech, the last two ACC series.
Let's just say they go 4-2. They're going to be 18-12 in the ACC, brother. They're hosting. If they, they win those two series.
Well, who are you going to take out? I'm cool with whatever. I just need to know who you're taking out.
I think you take out Duke if Virginia wins it. If Virginia goes 18-12. But, I mean,
Did beat Virginia 2 out of 3, right?
7. You think the SEC gets 7 hosts?
Probably not.
I think they get 6.
Yeah.
So kick Georgia out and put Virginia.
Yeah, let's take Georgia out just because both of you think Vandy's going to win this weekend anyways.
Virginia.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. We're done.
All right, let's do our two seeds.
What?
Well, it's actually easier. So if anybody's building the field of 64 for the first time, like doing the 4 seeds next is probably the next easiest thing. Right, like so AQ qualifiers.
Yeah.
Go conferences, standings, and then we're going to go. So, I mean, all right, we'll go.
So do you just want me to read off who I think is going to win each conference, like one bid league?
Conference RPI.
I can do that.
Like Bryant is for sure winning it.
Yeah.
Start from the bottom up. Like Florida A&M's probably win the SWAC.
All right. We're getting disorganized here. Let's just do this. American, one bid league unless somebody wins a conference tournament. So East Carolina's in. Nobody else from the American. The ASUN. Who's going to win the ASUN? Kennesaw State has the best resume. So let's just go Kennesaw State. Right?
What do you mean we're disorganized? I'm literally doing it how
we should. No, I know, but we're all three. Like, it wasn't like this is a bad thing. I'm just saying you were doing one thing, I was doing one thing, Jack was doing one thing. We all just got to get it. We got to get on the same page. We got 30 minutes left.
Okay, Dayton or St. Louis?
I think Dayton wins it.
Yeah, me too. We think Oklahoma State's going to win, right?
Big East, UConn. Big South, Upstate. Big Ten, we say Nebraska. So these are all just conference champions. And then we'll get our 30 AQs in there. Fill out some 4 seeds. Big West, UC Irvine. CAA, we can go Charleston, UNCW. It doesn't matter. Like, that's going to be a 3-bid league. So,
pick one.
Let's just say Charleston because they have the head-to-head. Conference USA. Up to you guys. Western Kentucky's got a half-game lead over Louisiana Tech. Dallas Baptist game and a half behind.
Well, Dallas Baptist lost both to Louisiana Tech and Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
DBU's got the best chance in tournament. They got the best pitching.
Yeah.
Western Kentucky?
No, let's go Dallas Baptist.
DBU.
Dallas Baptist will win that tournament, I think.
I agree as well.
Horizon will go Wright State. Ivy League Columbia, the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. You guys like Niagara or Fairfield?
I like Ryder.
All right, we'll go Ryder. The MAC, we'll go Bowling Green.
Bowling Green Bowlers.
Missouri Valley, we'll go Indiana State. Mountain West, we'll go Fresno State. Northeast, the Neck. Do we go Long Island, Sacred Heart, or Wagner? They're all tied for first.
Wagner,
let's go
baby.
Long Island for Jack. Let's go Long Island for Jim.
What?
Shark bait. Well,
Ohio Valley. Morehead State?
No doubt.
Dude, the Ohio Valley's crazy. They got six teams. Let's see, Little Rock's in first, but there's five other teams behind them.
Morehead lost the series to Little Rock already.
One game back. All right, we'll go Little Rock. Even though, like, any of those teams can win that tournament. Just whoever wins the OVC.
Oregon State, Pac-12.
Yeah, Oregon State, Pac-12. Army in the Patriot League. SEC does not matter who you put.
Hey, death taxes and Army winning the Patriot League.
Yeah, guaranteed. SEC, literally pick anybody. It doesn't matter. We have plenty of them in already.
Arkansas.
SoCon, Samford, game and a half lead over UNCG. Southland, Lamar. Sunbelt, let's just say Louisiana, but that conference tournament is going to be nuts too.
It's going to be a great tournament.
How many teams do you think they get in?
Three guaranteed, maybe a fourth.
Florida A&M in the SWAC.
I kind of like Texas Southern.
Dude, stop. Omaha in the Summit.
Yeah.
Just for the listeners out there, St. Thomas is ineligible to play in the postseason.
Yeah. San Diego, West Coast, and Grand Canyon, WAC.
Boom, done. Now let's sort these bad boy data. Sort range, advanced sorting option, column D, Z to A, bang. All right. So here's what we're going to do. College Station, 1, 2, 3, 4, blank. Fayetteville, 1, 2, 3, 4, blank. Clemson, 1, 2, 3, 4, blank. Knoxville, all right. And then over here, it's going to go Lincoln, 1, 2, 3, 4, blank. Still water.
One, all right, while you're doing that, we can't listen to this for the next. You just do it silently, and then Jack and I will talk about anything else.
I was going to say we lost everybody.
Yeah, I know. So what Dimitri's doing right now is he's setting up like the template or whatever, where we have the regional site and then the four teams below it and then the next regional site. So one will match up versus 16 in a super, 2-15, 3-14, so on and so on. And so like the easiest way to do a field of 64, like get your 16 host sites first. That's step one. Go get your AQ qualifiers for just pick conference champions for like all the one bid leagues. And then what he did was he sorted from RPI and sorted from the highest to the lowest so that we can, you know, make decisions you know, the worst four seed is going to go to the best one seed for the most part, unless there's a, you know, specific geographic region where, like, that four seed can make a quick drive over. That's typically how the committee has done it recently. So he's finishing up the template now. Got our 16 host sites. He's going to plug in all the one seeds, the host teams, and then we'll go in and do the four seeds. And then after that, the easiest thing for me, the way I do it, is I'll go plug in the two seeds. Like I'll plug in like the teams that just missed the cut from hosting. I have no idea what the committee does, though. I really think the committee just sits around in a room and they just talk about like anything but college baseball. And then when it gets to like 30 minutes left, they're like, all right,
scramble.
Let's throw it together real quick.
They definitely don't look at head to head. They definitely, I feel like, ride or die with the RPI. They also definitely just look at it from a financial standpoint. Like if we only think four to maybe five Sunbelt teams get in and we're realistically going to leave James Madison off, who's got an RPI of 27 right now, like you're going to leave them out.
Well, dude, and you know what's crazy is like the NCAA does look at this as a revenue standpoint because
100%.
Like the college football playoff, the NCAA doesn't get paid. The NCAA basketball tournament, the NCAA doesn't get paid. So this is the biggest like revenue tournament that the NCAA does where they get paid. And they get paid by bids. Like teams will submit bids showing like why they should host and how much money is guaranteed to go to the NCAA. And then these host sites make money after whatever they – so they say, hey, NCAA, we'll guarantee $200,000 to you. Like, they're liable for $200,000, and they keep everything after that. And the NCAA gets the first $200,000. So, like, it's kind of a weird tournament. And all right, dude, that's a big reason why Auburn got the host site last year over Campbell was Campbell was going to host it at the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It was borderline – Auburn, you know, Cohen was the chairman last year, Auburn AD, and you know, of course he guaranteed maybe a dollar more than whatever Campbell submitted. So that's why Auburn got it, is like a 19 RPI.
You guys ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Do it.
We gotta go fast. We got 20 minutes.
Yep. So here we go, Omaha.
I know Lincoln is. I guess they would send Omaha to Fayetteville because they would be the worst four seed. But with Omaha in the tournament, I could see them sending them to Lincoln. I really could.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah, sorry. They're going right there.
If Nebraska hosts and Omaha makes it, like almost guaranteed Omaha's going to Nebraska.
100%.
Long Island, I would send to A&M. Fayetteville always gets a fun team. Oh, Fayetteville would for sure get Little Rock.
Little Rock.
No brainer. Florida A&M would 100% go to Florida State.
Flat Tallahassee.
Yeah, because they're both in Tallahassee. And another fun fact for the listeners, the NCAA tries to save as much money as possible and because they pay for the trips, like the plane rides or whatever. So if there's any way that they can get a team to bus over somewhere or not have to spend on hotel rooms, they do that.
300 miles.
Yep.
Wright State back to Knoxville.
Yep, I could see that. Or Clemson. But I think there's
– We're sending the Raiders back to Knoxville.
To Knoxville. We're okay. All started. West Point can fly.
Army. They're going to go to – I would send Army to Corvallis.
Nope, Fresno State's going to Corvallis.
All right, well, Army's got to go somewhere far.
Yeah, I would hold off on Army. They're going to be like the wild card because like they just get sent to the most random places. Stillwater's fine, sure. Put them in there right now.
Fresno State to Corvallis.
Bryant, Bryant Clemson.
Clemson.
Yep.
Dayton needs to go to I would say Greenville, to be honest.
I can see that.
It doesn't. They're probably Kentucky, probably Lexington, Kentucky.
Or Indiana.
Where do you think?
Dayton would go to Kentucky. That's really close. I think. Actually, I don't know, but it seems close.
I'm just making it pleasing for people to read. All right, here we go. Dayton to Kentucky.
Lexington.
All right.
Grand Canyon would go.
Where's Ryder going? Charlottesville?
Either there, Durham,
South Carolina. It doesn't matter.
Where's Grand Canyon going?
I could see him going to Stillwater.
Yeah.
Move Army somewhere.
Send Army somewhere else?
Yeah.
We'll send Army to
Starkville. Send him to Starkville.
If you are proud.
Columbia is going
Greenville. Charlottesville. That's good.
Smart guy.
Bowling Green. Kentucky. No, they're Bowling Green's Ohio or Kentucky, Ohio. Ohio?
It's in Ohio.
Yeah. They're going to Indiana State. Upstate. They're going to Clemson, to be honest, guys.
Yeah, just send them to Durham.
No, send them to Columbia. Wait, no, send them to USC. Send them to Columbia.
No, here's what I'm saying. Bryan will go to Chapel Hill. Upstate will go to Clemson.
But Upstate's so much better than Bryan. That's the thing. You're not going to send a good 4-seed to the number 3. Maybe they will at Clemson. They did it a couple years ago.
USC Upstate right down the road from Clemson.
They're all close.
What?
I mean, it's not too far to Columbia either. Or Durham. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, okay. All I know is USC Upstate is staying in the state of South Carolina. So.
Yeah, send Ryder to North Carolina. What are we doing here? Yeah, send him to North Carolina. Upstate will go to South Carolina.
Perfect. Samford.
Greenville. Mississippi State. Or Greenville, yeah. I'm good with that.
Kennesaw State will go to, I guess, Duke. Yep.
Yeah.
That works. Lamar. All right. 3 seeds. So for the listeners out there, when you're building a field of 64, you want to leave the 3 seeds, even though, because some of these could be a 2, like Dallas Baptist, Irvine, San Diego could all end up playing their way into 2 seeds. So,
yeah. So Lamar, Charleston, Louisiana would probably play their way into a 2 seed. I would just say Lamar and Charleston are the only 2 that would go into 3 seed territory, like guaranteed, you know? As of right now, maybe UConn. Even though UConn looks like a 2 right now.
All right, where do you want to put Lamar?
3 seed at A&M for sure.
A&M, Lamar, yep. Charleston. 3 seed
at Clemson. Clemson. 3 seed Clemson.
You're right.
I would go ahead and put like Dallas Baptist at like a 2 seed at Oklahoma State. Irvine 2 seed, probably Oregon State. San Diego is going to be a two seed. Maybe, I mean, they're going to probably have to go somewhere like probably Arkansas. Like, I don't know. Let's hold off on UConn and Louisiana because I think they could both play their way into a two seed, but probably going
to. UConn probably not, but we'll see.
UConn probably not. Right. But if Louisiana wins the Sun Belt regular season, I think they're a two seed. But anyways, we'll hold off.
So here's what we're going to do now. We're going to take the top 80 RPI teams, whatever. We are going to put them right below here. Yep. So we've got, obviously, South Carolina is in, Indiana State, Oregon State, Virginia in.
Virginia is in, yeah.
And then.
Dallas Baptist is in.
Nebraska, we're in. Duke is in. Mississippi State in, Oklahoma State in. All right. All these teams are at large team. Okay. So Georgia,
the Clemson. That's a two seed at no.
I'm kidding. They're gonna go to a high seed for Lincoln, Indiana State, or Virginia.
I can see Indiana State. They're gonna send a two seed like SEC team up there.
Vanderbilt would go to Indiana State before Georgia.
All right, let's put Vandy there. All right, and then we'll put Georgia. Let's go two seed at Nebraska.
All right, Georgia two seed in Nebraska, you think?
Yeah.
All right, we've got Dallas Baptist in there already. I forgot about that. All right, and we've got Irvine already in there. Okay. Georgia going to Lincoln. All right.
Wake Forest. Let's do Wake Forest next.
Wake Forest is definitely going to Starkville, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Or Columbia.
Let's do Starkville.
And why? Why?
Columbia's fine. Yeah, that's fine. No, Columbia's fine.
All right, cool. That would be a sick 1-2.
Yeah, Alabama.
Alabama.
Charlottesville.
Going to Virginia.
Yeah.
Or Duke.
No, Alabama. Let's go Virginia.
All right, Roll Tide roll going to Charlottesville. Santa Barbara. I can see Santa Barbara going to like Knoxville or Clemson or even College Station, to be honest. Ooh, what about like somewhere like here, Lexington or Chapel Hill?
I think Knoxville sounds good.
All right. UC Santa Barbara. Take out the UC, make it look prettier. All right. We'll hold off on Florida for now.
Yeah. We already put Vanderbilt in.
Yeah. Coastal Carolina.
Pick your poison, man. There's a bunch of different places.
They're going to Chapel Hill.
All right.
100%, right?
Sure. That sounds good.
Hey, Jack. How you doing over there, buddy?
This is the closest I've come to pooping my pants in quite some time, friends.
Love that. Guarantee.
Here we go. Oklahoma.
I'd say two seed at maybe Starkville or
Greenville.
Makes sense.
I think they go to Lexington or Greenville or Durham.
Why not Starkville?
They can go to Starkville. I just think East Carolina is going to get a Power 5 team as a two seed.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty left. But also, East Carolina's way higher in the RPI than.
All right, Oklahoma, done. Well, let's wait. Let's leave James Madison out for now. NC State.
I mean, the easy answer would say Greenville, right?
That is the easy and the correct answer.
Jungle would eat that up.
Ole Miss, you're going to leave you out. West Virginia.
Lexington. Probably Lexington, right?
Yeah.
Geographically speaking.
All right.
I would hold off on like UCF.
Yeah, hold out UCF. Xavier.
So how many more two seeds do we need?
Two seeds. We need A&M. So we need 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right.
Longhorns. Texas is going to A&M.
Northeastern, San Diego, Texas Tech.
We have San Diego in already.
Oh, yeah, we do. Great. All right, Northeastern, Virginia Tech, Texas Tech, Arizona.
Arizona is going to be a potential host, so let's make them a two seed.
I would send Arizona to Tallahassee.
All right. Yeah, there's usually a Pac-12 team there, huh?
Actually, you know what? No, Alabama. No, Arizona.
Just put Arizona. If we need to change it at the end, we will, but
all right, get Arizona, them on paper. You are in. All right.
Maryland and Auburn, I'd leave off.
Yep, so we need to get Northeastern, Virginia Tech in there.
Well, what do you think about another Big 12 team?
Texas Tech. Texas Tech, the College Station.
Sure.
That's beautiful. All right. So we need a two seed in Durham.
I think UT is going to finish as a two seed. I think the Longhorns finish as a two seed. I know that this is current RPI, but
How about this? Northeastern to Clemson.
Yeah, that works. Jack, why do you think Texas is going to be a two seed? Is that the way they finish Big 12?
Yeah, I bet the way they finish the season.
Who does Texas even have left? Because like I do think that they. I tweeted about it the other day that I think that they could be the Big 12 team to like get hot right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're two games back from winning the Big 12 championship, like the regular season championship.
Their RPI is up a lot. They're 55 now. They were 70.
We are going to send Virginia Tech to Knoxville and send Santa Barbara to Duke.
That checks out. They've already made the trip. Texas is 28-18.
Dan, are you okay with that?
What?
We're going to put Santa Barbara and Duke and put Virginia Tech in Knoxville.
Yeah, I don't care. It doesn't matter.
We'll know about Texas. They've got Oak State at home this weekend, 2 UCF home against Kansas. So.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. They have a bunch of RPI boosters left.
Yeah.
Who?
Texas does. 3 against Oklahoma State at UCF and then Kansas at home. Like those could all be quad one games.
Yeah.
They're 55 right now. So it would be like a lot of projecting, but like they do have a path. Like their RPI is just 55 right now, which is.
So Texas, you think Texas ends up a two seed? And Santa Barbara ends up at 3, or I'm sorry, not Santa Barbara, or like a Texas Tech.
You would have finished it. I mean, leave it as is.
Virginia Tech could be a 3 seed. I could totally see that.
I would feel more comfortable with Texas being a 2 seed and Virginia Tech is a 3. Because Virginia Tech's got a tough schedule the rest of the way.
Yep.
All right, so we can send Texas to Knoxville. and Virginia Tech at the 3 seed to somewhere like Lincoln. Here you go. I like that.
Perfect. Put them at Terre Haute.
All right, and then Texas, you are in.
Boom.
So we need to get Northeastern in there. Do we already put them in? Yep.
Yep.
Virginia Tech, you're in. Kansas State.
Yeah, let's just delete the. Let's delete like Xavier. I don't think Xavier's gonna make it.
Nope.
I don't think Maryland's gonna make it.
Nope.
Ole Miss won't make it.
Nope.
TCU's bubble. Auburn, you can get rid of Auburn. You can get rid of Notre Dame. LSU, Notre Dame. Creighton's 6-9, and yeah, get rid of them.
All right, here we go.
Get rid of Rutgers.
We don't need any more teams than that, dude.
I mean, we're going to use some of those teams, though.
I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay.
All count right. It again.
Let's start here.
Counted. So, counted. And on that note, I got to go run to a birthday dinner. 11.7.
All right, dude. Your pops just said happy birthday.
I will, man. 11.7. I love you guys.
Good job.
I vote all the Sun Belt teams in. All of them. Every single one of them.
Put Let's Marshall finish this
in.
Up.
Even put Marshall in.
All right. Florida definitely needs to get in for right now. They could play their way out, but 18 yeah. RPI.
I think Florida's in.
Yeah. Like, dude, if they can just win like 13 SEC games, so like 4 more over the next 3 weeks.
What if we did the
perfect Florida at Stillwater? No. They need to be like a top. No. They need to be. Yeah, Tallahassee. Perfect.
Oh my God, that's a loaded ass regional.
Yep. All right, I got 16 minutes.
All right, let's do this.
Let's put the teams in. Like, let's not worry about James Madison right now or UCF. Like. Let's put the teams in that like should 100% be in. Like Oregon should 100% be in.
Yep, Oregon. Right, let's put them in. That's a strong. I think they're going to be a strong. They might end up being.
Put them in Fayetteville. Put them in. Well, 3 seed. What do you think about Lincoln?
What about Stillwater or Lincoln? I think Stillwater playing Dallas.
Right, yeah, because they always put a Pac-12 team in Stillwater. Like yep. Washington was that 3 seed last year.
Yep.
All right.
Congratulations to the Ducks. You are in. Louisiana, they're getting in, dude. Louisiana, yeah, these three teams are crazy.
Well, we need Louisiana because we have them winning the Sun Belt as an AQ.
Oh, yeah. So UConn and Louisiana, we got to put them in.
Yep.
UConn, I can see them going to Chapel Hill or Greenville.
I think UConn would go to Charlottesville.
All right. I like that.
Louisiana, let's go with Arkansas? Fayetteville? Yeah.
Let's do it. Nah, I don't think with San Diego there. I think let's put them in Knoxville. Starkville, dude. Starkville.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Louisiana, you are in the tournament. UConn, you are in the tournament. Oh my God, dude. 1, 2,
three. I think those three, I think really those four, five, I think those five teams are going to be in.
All five of them?
Yeah. Like, I think Charleston, Southern Miss, Troy, and UNCW are all going to be in.
Dude. Oh, sorry. These three teams, sorry. You think James Madison, no, too? No way.
Oh, wait. We have Charleston in already.
Yeah.
Yeah, UNC. Dude, those three teams, like, I would almost guarantee those three teams get in. UNCW, Troy, and Southern Miss. Like, they're all going to find a way to get in. Like, their RPI is going to get better. Let's just put them in.
All right.
I even think Louisiana Tech, too.
Chapel Hill. No, they're going to go to Columbia.
All right.
All right. UNC Wilmington, you are in. Troy. Troy.
Go back up. Scroll back up. Let's look. Probably Tallahassee, right? Or
maybe I can go to Knoxville.
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Southern Miss.
Fayetteville?
Yep. All right. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 spots open. I think James Madison misses.
Yeah, I don't think James Madison's going to hold up.
UCF, I think they're going to miss.
I think, yeah. Kansas State's for sure getting in.
Kansas State.
Yeah, let's go Kansas State.
They're going Lincoln.
Lincoln. Yep. All
right. TCU's out, dude, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're out right now for sure.
Louisiana Tech, Charleston, Georgia Tech.
Utah is 100% in right now.
I agree. 14-7 in the Pac-12. You're getting in. Utah will go to Chapel Hill or Lexington.
Let's go Lexington.
All right. Any other teams down here? Illinois, Purdue? I don't know.
I think the Big Ten gets two teams. We got to put a second Big Ten team in there.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not putting Purdue in.
I would almost lean Indiana. Indiana plays Purdue this weekend, and they're one game different. And Indiana has a much better, like, non-conference.
Yeah.
Let's go Indiana.
Okay, Indiana. Let me just look at something. Indiana.
Dude, make it quick. I got 10 minutes.
All right, 48 strength of schedule. I like it. All right, Indiana. Let's put them in.
Right, we're projecting Indiana to finish hot. Plus, I think that they're still one of the most talented teams.
Indiana to Chapel Hill. All right. Okay, let's see what we got here. What do you think? Louisiana Tech, Charleston, Georgia Tech. Anybody down here? Arizona State, Kennesaw, no. Georgia Southern, no. Louisville, no. Cincinnati, no. Yeah, I mean, anybody in the 80s that we're missing? That's a big jump in 3 weeks.
Yeah. I think Georgia Tech we need to put somewhere.
You think Georgia Tech can get in?
Yeah.
With their RPI, Georgia Tech.
They're at like 30-something. They're at 30-something. You've passed them a bunch.
What?
Or 40-something.
Yeah. All right. We can send Georgia Tech out to Corvallis.
Just send them to – let's send them to, like, Duke.
Or they can't go to Duke.
Oh, duh. I knew that. I'm an idiot. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Charleston, Louisiana Tech. And
– we have Charleston in already.
Oh, yeah, we do. Sorry. Louisiana Tech. Oh, my God. What do you think?
Let's put Louisiana Tech in. And then we might have to put, like, TCU or somebody in that we deleted.
Pick one.
Greenville's fine. Louisiana Tech, Greenville.
Where? You want to send Louisiana Tech to Durham or Greenville?
Let's go Greenville.
All right. Any of these teams that we skipped on early? We pushed Ole Miss out. We pushed Xavier out. The Big East could get two teams. You want to throw Xavier in there? I don't like them that much, though.
Yeah, let's put Xavier in there.
They've got the eighth strength of schedule, dude.
Yeah, they're actually – I got Xavier and Creighton mixed up. Xavier's having a better year.
All right.
So let's go Xavier.
So I don't like this whole Santa Barbara Xavier thing in Durham, but it's not bad.
We can clean it up. I just got to run. We got to end the podcast here. But we might end up switching a few things, but this is just a crash test of like how to build a field of 64 if you guys are unfamiliar. I know it was kind of scatterplotted, but we wanted to try something new here today. Anyways, I got to run. I got to pick my son up from daycare, and we'll post a graphic later today, but it might have a couple changes, but for the most part, this is what it's going to look like. So yep. Anyways, y'all enjoy college baseball this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be on top of things on social media, and we appreciate all the love and support, and we'll be back on Sunday night or Monday, depending on scheduling. Yep. But see everybody. See you.